Well, could you describe technically, geometrically, what a dodecahedron is?
Well, a geographic, when you're talking dimension, rather than planar, flat, a dodecahedron takes on a shape. And those angles that are put together or contrived to create this picture of a dodecahedron has angles. And every one of those angles has a degree. And each one of those, any place that you move on that pictorial has a different. If you move a degree, then you have another angle. And if you start adding the different specific angles that would encompass all, the number just gets almost bigger than your fancy computers can actually attribute value to.
Is there 640 on each angle?
Yes, and then as you move up the line, that perspective then would change, you see. So it becomes larger and larger and larger and larger, so it becomes a limitless valuation that is your non-physical.
Is each, you have 12 triangles in the dodecahedron, I think, so each shift within each triangle is the 640 plus some squaring function.
Correct, plus each time you move up, the value of that value, the valuation of that movement changes the perspective of what the angle or the value of the degree is. So it becomes, like you say, almost uncountable.
But you're talking about movement within the 12 triangles.
Correct. You have to have a form. You have to have a capacity. Otherwise, you go into the vastness. It would be, go count the stars. How many stars are there? And then 30 minutes later, your Earth has moved, so now your stars are more.
Yeah.
Is a good way to draw a parallel.